Justin. It's me.
Hi, Justin. It's Monica. So I'm looking at the text message, but I didn't see that you sent me anything. There's no 2-year residency proof there.
Hold on.
And I didn't get, I don't think you have my email, but I didn't receive any emails from you.
Okay, so you said a 2D resident. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I sent him the text. All right, so for the 2-year residency thing, that's what I'm confused about. Because I know I sent ID, I sent, you know, my statements over. So, like, how to get that 2-year residency thing, how would I go about doing that?
Your residency proof is just one document. So you can either provide me with, like, an expired ID that was issued in 2020 if you're older. That's the text that I had sent you before where you sent me an expired ID, and I highlighted that it was issued in 2024, which we couldn't use. But if you had another expired ID that was older, then we can probably use that. If you don't have that, then there are other options. For example, you can provide me with a W-2 form from 2023 or older.
I did.
I don't have that.
Oh.
I didn't get anything from you.
Hold
on. The last thing that I received was your updated ID, and that's it.
Hold on. I sent you some I have it right here in text message. I sent you the pay stub, and I sent you my W-2 form from 2023.
Can you send it to me via email? Because I don't see anything here via text. Or if you want to try to resend it to me right now while we're on the phone, I can tell you if I got it or not.
Okay. All right. Let's resend it on the phone. All right. That's why I wanted to call you guys early to get this, you know, situated. Let's see. All right, here it is. 2023. And what else did you say that you didn't get?
So I'm just missing your 2-year proof and then your TV results. I don't know if you got the email from MapCorp yet.
I'm going to check that. Okay, so I'm sending you my W-2 from 2023 now.
Okay. Okay, got it. Perfect. Yep, this is exactly it. All right, so all we're missing now is just your TB results.
Okay, and I'm going on my email right now to find that right now for you guys.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I see it.
All right, do you want to forward me the email or do you want to send me a
screenshot
of the email? All right, let me
Okay, thank you for the email. Confidential help program. Okay, attachment, let me see. All right, yes, I got it. Thanks. Thank you. She gave it to me.
I just gave you my email address if you just want to forward it to me.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm really trying to get the ball rolling. I'm trying to be consistent and stay on it.
Right. I mean, you're definitely on it. You basically completed everything already. As soon as I get that, that's the only thing that I'm missing.
Okay. And this is is it attached? Not just attached. Oh, okay. So, trying to see what is attached. Okay, so Oh, okay, let me go to Maggie. Situation again. Get her situation. Get this thing done. Trying to take a picture of this thing and just forward it to you. I want to forward it to you. Oh, as a matter of fact, okay. All right. What's your email? Because I guess I gotta send it like that from my Yahoo. And all right, I'm just gonna send it to you that way. Okay. Let's see if there's no contact. I'm trying to see.
Justin, you're working the full 35 hours for the case for Mr. Nava?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I want to know for today and for yesterday, can those hours be fixed?
For yesterday?
Cause I was supposed to start yesterday.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I can, but just double check with the coordinator because I'm not the coordinator of the case. They're the ones that handle your payroll. But I'm pretty sure it can be, since you provided all the documents.
Okay. Can you send me an email one more time? I'm sorry.
Text you my email?
Yes.
Okay.
Because then I could copy and paste that right in the screen there, and it could be all done.
Okay, I just sent it to you. Did anybody speak to you about your hourly rate?
They said something about, 16 something, or I guess.
16.15?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, let me see. All right, got it. Yeah. Done. Going back over to what it just says. Okay. Send it to you now. Peace.
You sent it?
Right about.
Okay.
Wait, why did I want to send? Send it. There it is. Sending it now.
Okay. I got something. Just opening up that attachment.
And it has an attachment to it, too.
Perfect. This is exactly what I needed. Yeah, these are your results.
All right. Oh, thank goodness.
So you are compliant. I'm going to let – there's nobody in the office yet. Everybody comes in after 9:30. So you should get a call from the coordinator. Her name is Valeria, to get you set up, okay? And then you're going to ask her – if you can get back paid from yesterday. I mean, again, I don't think it was going to be a problem, but just double check with her first, okay?
Okay. Now, here's the thing. I do have another part-time job, but they know how to work around the hours I have for home health care, so they're very flexible. And I have to be there in the afternoon. But I'm off on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They let me out like around 9 p.m. I don't know if anyone's available around that time, but I would definitely call whoever to get it done. I don't mind.
No, I mean, there's no one in the office over the weekend. and then the office closes, say, at 4. So everyone leaves by then.
Oh, okay.
Most of the staff, depending on who you need, I mean, your coordinator, she's going to be here until 4 today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problems.
Okay.
All right, so if anything,
if for any reason she doesn't get in contact with you today, just keep a track of the hours that you're working with Mr. Naba, because more than likely, if she doesn't help assist you in setting up your app so you can clock in and out, she's going to ask you to fill out a timesheet, and then you're going to have to put in your hours there for this, you know, making an exception for you, because going forward, you do have to use that phone app to clock in and out.
Okay. So, all right. So, so it's for today, and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I mean, sorry. No, it's for day and yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
For the phone app, I'm trying to think how, will it be on the same HHA exchange or something?
It should be the same app. It's just she needs to set you up.
Okay.
So that you'll be able to clock in and out and it gets registered. Because right now it's not set up. I'm assuming because we haven't even processed your compliance yet. So once I do that, then I'm going to let her know that you're compliant. And when she comes in, hopefully she'll reach out to you so she can help you set that up and set it up in our system. But again, like I said, if she doesn't, because she does handle a lot of cases, if she doesn't get to you today, then just keep track of your hours from yesterday and today. And more than likely, what she's going to do is on Monday, she's going to send you a timesheet to just record your hours.
Okay.
Okay, that's probably what's going to happen, but more than likely, she's going to call you today, okay?
Okay, and I'm trying to think, what are, like, is it, like, what is the time frame for, like, the hours? Is it, like, from, what, like, 8 to, like, 8 to 6 or 8 so-and-so? Like, what's the time frame for the hours?
I don't know what the schedule is because it really depends on the client.
Okay.
You would need to speak to Naba what's the best schedule that you both can come up with for you, and then just let Valera know, the coordinator.
All right.
Yeah. So just speak to Mr. Naba and see how you want to split up the 35 hours and what days you want to work, because she is going to ask you for a schedule so she can put it in the system.
All right.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Justin. So on our end, HR end, you're all completed with your requirements. Just wait for the call for Valera, okay? And I'm going to text you her number just in case she doesn't reach out and you want to go ahead and reach out to her. You'll have your number, okay?
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
You're welcome, Justin. Have a good one, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.